This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Aside from the Democrats in the House, one of the big winners in last night's election was health care, Medicaid expansion, to be precise, government-sponsored health insurance for low-income Americans. States had the choice, you might remember, under Obamacare to cover more people with Medicaid. Some states did. A lot of conservative states didn't. But last night, voters in Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah, red states all, chose to expand it. And Medicaid expansion-friendly governors won in Wisconsin, Kansas, and Maine. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what all that might mean for the American healthcare economy.
If all goes as planned, around 300,000 people could get health insurance in Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah.
Last night was a tectonic shift in the politics of healthcare in this country.
Jonathan Schleifer is executive director of the Fairness Project, the advocacy group that spearheaded the ballot initiatives.
2 years ago, Donald Trump won these states by huge margins while promising to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Last night, voters overwhelmingly voted to expand the ACA.
Schleifer says attempts to get Medicaid expansion in these states by going through the legislatures didn't work. So his organization used ballot initiatives to put the question directly to voters. Diane Rowland is executive vice president of the Kaiser Family Foundation, a healthcare policy nonprofit.
People have a very favorable opinion of Medicaid, and that's why when voters are asked whether they want to expand, even in some of the deeper red states, they elect to do so.
But ballot initiatives don't guarantee that Medicaid will actually be expanded in any hurry.
I think we've got to be a little cautious.
Matthew Butkins is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
Even if you have that referendum, you need the commitment of the executive and legislative branch in order to make it a reality.
In Kansas and Maine, governors were able to veto or otherwise hold up attempts by legislatures and voters to expand Medicaid. Those governors have now been replaced by politicians who are in favor of expansion. The Fairness Project says it's assessing which states to target for expanding Medicaid in 2020. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.